one of my all-time favorite TV show concepts was a show called I Heard That Was Good. And the logline was, celebrities discuss books they haven't read and movies they haven't seen. That's a million-dollar idea.
Hi, this is Josh Steen filling in for Tim Murphy, and with me as always is Logan Barnes and James Stratton and Matt Wood filling in for Carson Case this week.
Hello!
This is episode 142 of I Heard That Was Good. You can tweet at the show at I Heard That Was GD. Don't forget to go and rate and review the show over on iTunes or Stitcher Radio or wherever it is you happen to be listening to the show this week. And you know, go check out the website iheardthatwasgood.com where you can still get an official I Heard That Was Good t-shirt.
All you gotta do is screened link.
Yeah, click the link, the screened link, and you'll be good.
Sweet there. Little design on there.
Sweet little design. It's
Very retro.
It is. It's not vintage, but it's definitely retro. We'll get to tweets from the public in just a bit, but first it's time for our beer of the week. Jamez, what you got over there? What's our we got a couple beers this week. It's pretty good.
But we're going to start off this week with an old favorite.
An old favorite.
Yingling.
Ah, yes.
Yingling.
Yingling. If you'll remember the last episode of episode 141 of I Heard That Was Good, featured Yingling, and
yes, it did.
And
it was Tim, his brother.
Yeah,
had his sent brother. Down.
He got it from Nashville when his brother got married, and he brought it back, and Tim and Carson had the last two
of them.
And it was their first canned beer too. I thought that was weird.
Yeah, we don't get it in cans.
No, we do bottles.
Have you ever had it in a can though?
Yes, I have.
It's different.
It's different.
It is different.
It's a little bit different.
I do enjoy it in a bottle more.
Yeah. So Yingling, brewed in Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Super good beer.
Excellent beer
in America.
You got to give it the old sip test there, Logan.
It's like they said when they did the last show. It's your go to cheap beer.
Yeah, for sure.
For me, it is now my go to beer.
Your house beer,
especially now that we can get it in Mississippi.
Yes,
it just happens to be cheap,
readily available.
Yeah, it just happens to be cheap.
And it's really good.
It's really good.
It's super good. What was that question you asked us the other day, Logan?
Okay, if you're walking in the woods and you encounter a beer wizard.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
A beer wizard.
I like
wizard.
Where this is going.
This beer wizard says, I have for you an infinite beer of your choosing.
So he's Jack
be
Black?
Your angels?
Be we your said, demons? We are but men. Rock!
You know, we should totally go do karaoke.
Yeah, we should
do
karaoke awesome, yeah. sometime.
Do you guys like karaoke?
I do.
You know, I heard we won a podcast or something once from karaoke. No, it's different.
Anyway, so what is the wizard, the beer wizard say?
The beer wizard offers you an... The Bizard of Oz.
The wonderful Bizard of Oz.
The beer wizard offers you an infinite beer that will always be full, is totally resealable, will always be perfectly mixed, and will stay fresh forever, and will always be cold.
And you said it was always cold.
Always
cold.
See, that's
always
the kicker.
Cold. But
always ready anytime.
You get to choose what type of beer it is. Mm-hmm. But if you accept this infinite magical beer, you can never drink a different beer in your life.
Oh God!
So do you accept it? And if you do, what beer do you choose to be your super infinite beer?
Oh man!
I would definitely choose Yingling.
I would.
I believe we all chose Yingling.
I would go see. I don't know. Yingling isn't light enough sometimes, but I wouldn't want a Yingling light because it's terrible.
Yeah,
but
Yingling light is gross.
It's the worst. But Yingling goes with everything. So
it really does.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
PBR? You going with PBR?
Bud Heavy.
I figured that's what you
if
were
I was
going
in
with.
Hell. Bud Heavy. If I was in hell. Bud Heavy. Oh, God.
Come here,
well, you
Michelob.
Were on that Bud Heavy kick for a while. That was horrible.
I don't know.
It
wasn't
that bad.
It wasn't that bad. I was fine with your Bud Heavy kick.
Bud Heavy's fine.
You need it every now and then.
Yeah. It's better than Bud Light.
You wouldn't go with Sapporo, Logan?
Actually, probably, because I can't get that anywhere around here except at Japanese restaurants.
No, you can get it by the bottle at the Flying Pig Craft Beer Market.
Really?
Ooh. And the build-your-own six-pack. It's like $1.59.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah, when I was I initially stopped to look for beer to pick up for Beer of the Week the other day, and I didn't get it then, but I was like, oh, Sapporo. I was going to come back and get it.
I think I would choose Sapporo because I think I would miss Sapporo. I would not miss Yuengling. Because Yuengling is your everyday
beer.
But
see, my thing is, it's not just like it's you would miss it. Because sometimes you just want a beer with something. Like, if it's hot outside, you just want a beer. Because if you remember back on I Heard That Was Good, you remember when Tim and Carson talked about that sriracha beer that they tried that was like horrible. It was so bad.
You don't want to chug that after
God,
a hard
day
of work.
No, like sometimes it's why people like Bud Light, you know, or Miller Light.
It's
like
easy.
Bacon
beer. I had that experience. My boss was like, here, have this bacon beer. And I
tried
it.
Bacon beer?
It's not something you ever want to try.
There's a southern pecan beer that's really popular around here.
It's okay.
It's not that
It's not
great.
Pecan-y.
Yeah, no. I would probably go with Blue Moon because it's the only beer I can eat
I was going to say you might be a Blue Moon guy.
Really?
Yeah. A light beer.
That's the only thing you can eat with.
Yeah. Because
I did not know that about you.
Most food makes, when you mix it with beer, the beer tastes like shit. But Blue Moon, is that, I'm sorry.
It's got a good flavor.
My bad.
So
Blue Moon.
Yeah,
Blue Moon's the only beer that I can drink and eat at the same time.
My brother and I tried like one time. We were like, "Hey, beer and pizza. They do it all the time on TV." It's horrible.
Oh no,
I'm fine with beer and pizza.
Oh man, I tell you what works. You take a Yuengling and like corner slice, like right out of the oven, corner slice, and a Yuengling is delicious. Delicious. My God.
I haven't had corner slice in like 10 years.
Well, you're missing out, dude. It's good.
We have it once a week.
We were living together the last time I had a corner slice.
Oh, dang. Wow.
Yeah.
God,
that was in the house on Shiloh Road.
And now you guys are married.
It's legal.
Yeah, it's legal. It's, you know, only one way if your things touch.
For now.
Yeah, for now. we have other stuff. Logan, you've
other beers.
You've brought beer number dose.
This is a Culto. It was the weirdest sounding beer at the store. It is blended with beer aged on tequila barrel staves.
That
so
sounds like a nightmare.
It is.
Have you ever had it? Matt, have you ever had a Culto? Beer.
I've never had it, but the guy that we bought it from, he was like, you know, the first time I had it, I was drunk and I hated it. The second time, I had tacos and I loved it.
Well, okay, so the thing with this is that whoever made this was like, oh, well, you know, the big thing with beer for a while was like the bourbon barrel ale brew.
Yeah.
This is the exact same thing, just with tequila. Matt, man, you have to take a sip of
just
one.
Just try it.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, they are twisties.
Okay.
I've got seven beers.
Well,
here
and there were also the beer-aritas, you know, like the margarita beers.
Oh, God.
Like, those were a big thing.
It smells kind of
it's
pretty good.
Oh, mine smells like someone farted.
It smells like cleaner. It smells like floor cleaner.
It smells like bleach.
Oh, God, that smells weird. Oh, does it smell like Fabuloso?
Just hold your nose and drink it.
It's not bad.
It's a twisty.
It really doesn't. It's a twisty, Matt.
I can't do it!
He can't twist, but he can shout.
Thank you.
It's not terrible.
It's not.
It's not terrible.
It doesn't have a lot of flavor.
It doesn't really have a lot of flavor.
Okay,
to it.
So this is Culto blended with beer, aged in tequila barrel staves, blue agave infused beer. So who makes this?
Awful.
Well, they make it in Virginia. Broken Barrel Brewing. You were born in Virginia?
I was.
I didn't know that.
Beer,
Houston and Virginia.
It says on the side, beer with tequila stave aged lager and natural flavor. I can taste the tequila in it.
Oh,
like, on the back of my tongue.
Now, we'll say it's not as prominent as like a bourbon barrel ale, but it's not bad.
Bottled by Broken Barrel Brewing. Okay.
Does anyone want the rest of mine?
Of your Culto.
I'll take it.
Okay.
It's not bad.
No. I will continue to have one in a minute.
Yeah, I will keep drinking this.
And Matt brought a Sweetwater Extra Pale Ale 420.
That's not bad.
Good beers. These are good. That's a Mississippi beer, isn't it? Sweetwater? No.
I can't tell you anything about Sweetwater.
It's on the bottle, probably.
On the bottle, sir.
Okay, I can read. A tasty West Coast style.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, so that's
accentuated by a stimulating hop.
Yeah, Sweetwater is Atlanta, apparently.
first conceived in our bat cave on 420.
I heard they added more.
This hops. Kind of beer.
Hops. It was hopping.
Keeps the wheels on the bus going
and they go
round and round.
Good God.
Drink them if you got them.
Wheels on the bus.
Drink them if you got them.
Yeah.
You can drive your truck to the moon. It's fun.
Drive it right on up.
Right on to the moon.
Hopped with a fat stash of Cascade Hops.
Awesome.
And some marijuana.
I tell you what, I just like to get me a good old Budweiser every now and then. Just
all country Tim's back.
Down at the nervous hospital, playing cards with J.D. Shelton,
Chief of police.
Chief of police, J.D. Shelton. So do you?
We don't need to practice, Randy.
Do you get free paraphernalia with your Sweetwater Extra Pale Ale 420?
Not this time. No.
Not this time.
No.
If you get it at a head shop, I'm sure.
Though if you fix the bottle right, I'm sure you could.
No. Mm. God, that's. I'm going to have one of those in a minute. I'm going to force myself to drink this.
You better hurry because I'm burning
through it, if you know what I mean.
He's only got three left.
No, what do you mean? It's fine. Let's do some tweets from the public. How about that?
Okay.
Sounds good.
So, I love tweets.
So we were just talking. We're like, hey, let's talk about some things, do some stuff. And let's see. So
stuff and things.
Yeah, we were like, hey, just tweet at us, do some random geek or pop culture stuff, whatever. Just tweet at us, and
just talk to us,
please. We're lonely.
You know, people are talking about Nintendo Switch and stuff like that. But one of the best tweets that we got in this was from. Our friend Matt Wyatt, which you can find, his handle is at Radio Wyatt. He said, TV theme songs, overrated. Miami Vice, underrated. The Rockford Files, obscure favorite, Trapper John. Logan doesn't know any of those, do you, Logan?
I know Miami Vice, but
are
you talking about intro?
Yeah, like the intro theme.
My favorite TV intro is Airwolf, though, so.
Do like, people... Are there good TV intros anymore?
That's
the question I ask him. Are there even good ones anymore?
It's a rare condition this day and age.
Oh, God.
To read any good news
on the newspaper page. That's something.
Tradition
of the grand design.
Some people say is even harder to find. Well, there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. Cause all I see is a tower of dreams. Real love bursting out of every seam. Days go by. It's a bigger love at the family.
What do you think the rest of that song was? Because they just stopped it.
It was just Steve Urkel smiling. Yeah.
The song went upstairs in episode four and never came
back down.
Yeah. So
I Little Richie, right?
Yeah. I asked Matt, I was like, so like, what are there any good theme songs left? He's like, there any?
I think that what happened like with Lost, they did a noise. That was their
Previously, that was Lost.
Yeah, it was just a noise, and that noise was actually like parts from an airplane, like metal, like banging metal. And
yeah, but who cares?
Yeah,
it was a cool sound.
And, well, that makes it sound like less douchebaggy.
And that was it. And I noticed after that, a lot of shows just started going with really small, like. Bleh.
Well, if okay,
of course, there's all
that was Lost. Like
there's always Law and Order. Dun, 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 dun.
If I had to pick an all-time favorite TV theme song,
People's Court.
No, it would either be between The Office or Unsolved Mysteries. That would be me.
X-Files is a pretty good theme song. Piano.
A current one, Game of Thrones. Is a great theme.
Wieners, 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 wieners,
floppy wieners.
One wiener next to another wiener.
Wiener, wiener.
I'm just saying, it's pretty catchy.
Yeah, all them wieners.
I don't think Matt is a fan of that version of Game
Four Guys, Wieners, and Pies.
I was going to sing another parody of the Game of Thrones theme.
The Peter Dinklage version is probably my favorite of that. Although, if I had to like pick an actual version of that song that I like the best, there's like this random version that this dude made, like metal. And it's awesome.
The air horn version.
With the root dupes and the bitty bitties.
No, there's no itty bitty bitties or air horns in it. Mr. Worldwide. Dupes. There's none of that. But it's just like
Mr. Worldwide.
It's just like the most hardcore Game of Thrones.
Did you see Duel of the Fates from episode one? Episode one.
Obi-Wan.
Done with air horns. It's like
So I've anybody? Heard that, the 8-bit version that sounds very much like God. Here it is.
But it's like...
It's a worldwide
Miami.
I don't know where that came from, but you can take it and shove ham. There it is. So I would probably pick The Office is my number one.
And that's one that they shortened as the show went on.
Yeah, yes. And towards the later season, they just go...
Well, you still get the...
I want to say it's because like in the early seasons they're like
we've got to fill a lot of time
because it's like okay that scene in the conference room was random.
It's because they didn't really give every character screen time in each episode in the earlier episodes.
Yeah, no.
But we need to just stop talking about The Office.
And that's before Steve Carell got his hairpiece. So I mean, it's fine.
Is he bald?
Did you watch the early Office? Like,
he had it slicked back, straight back.
Like,
no, he's like visibly.
It is a
hairpiece,
but
his hair
isn't
is
it?
So full as the show goes on. Watch the early episodes of the Office.
I've watched it.
I think that
but look at Steve Carell's hair.
Then he trumps it every day. Then because it looks like his, but his hair never changes ever.
Yeah.
In anything.
Go back and watch The Office, the early stuff. Nope. His hair is noticeably different.
Yeah,
from the beginning. Huh. Till
interesting.
Anyway,
Logan, what would be your favorite one?
My favorite TV show theme song.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's toughy.
United States of Terror.
Toughy.
That's a toughy. Yeah, I haven't heard every TV theme song yet. So,
The Wonder Years.
Saved by the
what?
Bell.
What'd you do? Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Didn't we dissect The Wonder Years not long ago?
In a car ride. Yeah, but,
the people still think that
Marilyn
Wolf. Manson was in that show.
I legitimately like...
God! Dumb.
I legitimately like the Airwolf theme. The Airwolf theme sounds almost exactly like the Nova Discovery videos theme song.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that show.
Yeah.
Our friend Eric Plunk said, at Eric Plunk, he asked if we were going to see the Logan movie. Yeah.
You guys better. I'm
this
totally
must be
in
super
it.
Super fun for you.
Yeah. Oh, like when the trailer came out, I was like, so many people are saying nice things about me today. Logan looks wonderful.
My confidence
went through the roof.
Isn't it funny?
He was so annoying. he had confidence. He stood up for himself. I hated it.
Damn it. Shut up, James.
There you go.
Sad Logan is sad, and it's
somebody's got to take up for Logan.
Nobody.
No. Thank you,
nobody's
buddy.
Nobody's got to take
I'm
up for Logan.
I'm glad you're back.
I got you.
All right, so let's talk about some current news. I guess probably...
No, thank you.
I guess probably the most current thing we could talk about is episode 142 of I Heard That Was Good.
Yeah, that's what we're on.
In the illustrious words of Nickelback, it's been a while.
That wasn't Nickelback.
That's Stain.
I don't care. They're both terrible.
I thought you were going to go with, look at this photograph.
I could do that too. I like chocolate cake. I don't know. So,
Stain was a pretty good band.
Yeah, Stain was all right. They had like two good songs.
What was the other one?
Mud Shovel.
Oh. Terrible.
okay.
Mud Butt. Whatever.
Mud Butt.
Nobody. So,
Butt Mud Brooks. Did you hear him?
God. So since episode 141 of I Heard That Was Good, we've had like some serious movies come out.
We've had two Star Wars movies
come out. Star Wars movies that were referenced in
Dose.
Like that were referenced in like
episode 141 referenced Star Wars episode
In episode 116 Tim and Carson talked about it. It was when they first announced Rogue One. They were like, "We don't know what it's about." Yeah, and it was. It's that. That's how long ago it was when we found out when we found out about Star Wars. And even then, like that was around the time they were talking about Harrison Ford and the plane crash.
Yeah, and it broke his leg.
Broke his leg. But you know, since 141, Star Wars.
Spoiler alert: Harrison Ford dies.
Han Solo dies.
Whatever.
That was Carrie Fisher.
And that happened.
Yeah, that happened too. Yeah. We lost a lot of greats. Yeah. While we've been off the air.
Yeah, a long time.
George Michael.
With his flying.
From Arrested Development.
Yeah.
No. Oh. Michael Cera is dead.
Oh. And no one missed it.
And so was his career. At least there's money in the banana stand. It's totally fine.
There's always
money in the banana stand. So Star Wars, Civil War.
Civil War happened.
Oh, my God.
Doctor Strange happened.
Like a whole butt ton of Marvel
I was like,
stuff.
What Star Wars Civil War happened?
Yeah, Star Wars. It's all a Civil War.
Yeah, that's in, one big Civil War.
That's in 2025 after they've clearly run out of all ideas.
They're like, Star Wars and Marvel will cross over.
Everything is completely... Guardians of the Galaxy and Rey.
If they could please just purchase Transformers and throw them in there too, that'd be cool.
The Paramount's third Transformers movie, or the third G.I. Joe movie was supposed to be a Transformers crossover.
Yeah, yeah. It didn't happen. No.
Because they were crossing over in the comic books.
Oh, speaking of which, G.I. Joe, Paul Walker died.
Yeah.
Fast and the
that
Furious.
That happened already.
Did it happen?
Yeah, that happened. I believe so.
I don't think so.
I believe it had happened.
It was 2015.
Already.
Yeah, because we talked about it on an earlier episode, how Tim and Carson, they went and saw it, and they were like, yeah, the CG was...
Oh, yeah,
weird CG. That had happened already. They covered that.
Boy, wait till they talk about
I believe they had... The last episode, I know that they had talked about Mad Max, so I know that Fury Road had already come out.
Yeah.
And...
So let's start at Star Wars.
September 2015 is when it went down.
So yeah.
Talk about Force Awakens.
When they paused. Force Awakens, oh, yeah.
Okay. So Force Awakens happened. It did gangbusters, $2 billion.
Yeah.
That's chump change.
Yeah.
Change.
Jurassic World.
Did you say Trump change? No, that happened.
Did that happen?
Yeah, that had already happened.
Did you say Trump change?
What else happened? There are lots of... I was thinking, I was like, God, there are lots... Civil War, obviously, because Carson loves Iron Man so much.
I still haven't seen Civil War.
Really?
Oh, God, it's the best one yet.
Deadpool happened.
Deadpool did happen.
X-Men Apocalypse.
Boy, that happened. Oh, Suicide Squad happened.
BVS.
Jesus, God. Oh, man. I wish that hadn't happened. What else happened, movie-wise?
Well, they shot Wonder Woman. They've shot Justice League. They've started shooting Aquaman.
Well, we'll talk about upcoming movies in a minute, but like... what else? I mean,
those are the biggies, really.
We had a Harry Potter movie.
Fantastic
Beasts, which was fantastic.
It was really good.
It was so good.
Fantastic
Beasts,
to me, was better than the Harry Potter movies.
I agree.
Huh.
Eddie Redmayne was fantastic.
Yeah, he was really good.
I can't speak on it because I fell asleep.
You fall asleep in everything. You fell asleep during The Revenant. Leo got an Oscar.
Oh, my God.
That happened.
I dare anyone
to watch The Revenant and not fall asleep.
I can cry about a bear for 4 hours and get an Oscar, too.
I've watched
it. This bear won't leave me alone.
Thank you, Logan.
Give me an award.
I've never fallen asleep during that movie. It's amazing.
Well, you love movies.
Okay.
You weren't watching The Revenant. You were just looking at a digital photo album of Alaska. That's all that...
Let me ask you this.
With crying.
Crying soundtrack.
Hey, question. What's better, The Revenant or Wolf of Wall Street?
Oh, Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay. The Revenant or Gilbert Grape?
Revenant.
Stop it. Just stop it.
All these movies that were way better than
Titanic
the friggin' Revenant.
Or The Revenant?
Revenant.
It goes without saying that Leo deserved an Oscar
way before
he cried about a bear.
Oh, God.
He should have gotten it for The Departed.
I still don't understand that. I really don't understand that at all. I thought about watching that movie the other day and was like, no, I'm not going to because I'm still kind of sour about it.
The Departed?
Yeah.
But that's what got Scorsese his Oscar.
What are you sour about?
That he didn't get one for that because he should have.
It's awards. Who cares?
Scorsese said that he didn't even deserve it for that one. He was like, this is the first time I've made a movie that actually had a plot, so I guess it makes sense I got one. Because if you look at his other movies, they're all, like, Scorsese does movies that are just, like, he opens up a window into somebody's life for, like, 2.5 to 3 hours.
Which is great.
And then they just close that
brilliant.
window. But
That's why he's good.
Departed had a plot.
I know.
They all had plots.
They're all good.
Has a plot.
Does it really?
Yeah, and that's why it didn't get much. Because it has a plot.
Yeah, well, bump it. God, there's got to be other bigger movies.
The biggest is
Star Wars, I think.
By far.
Yeah.
I think that's the
important point. Did you guys like Rogue One?
I did.
It was all right. It was good. It wasn't like terrible, but it wasn't the best.
What I like about Rogue One was that you could miss it.
After watching that movie, I've seen it twice. You don't miss lightsabers. Like you watch the whole movie and you forget that you're in a Star Wars universe.
It doesn't take,
right.
Yeah.
But when that happens, you're like, oh my god, that was the first lightsaber that sparked this entire movie.
It doesn't take a lightsaber to make a Star Wars movie, I think is what they've proven.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, so why was there no lightsabers?
Because there were no Jedi.
There were no Jedi or Sith.
The same reason they didn't have the opening crawl.
Well, do you think that...
The only reason they didn't have the opening crawl is because it's not a saga film.
Oh, so wait a minute. So right. Do you have to be a Jedi to turn one on?
I don't know.
So if you do...
I think that's
part of
the...
No, you don't, because...
I was about to say, because Finn turned it on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But nobody had them. They're all just...
Because they'd taken the Kyber crystals.
All the Jedi are dead.
Yeah, and they were taking the Kyber crystals for the Death Star.
Right.
Yeah. It's basically a big lightsaber shooter. You find that out.
Yeah, we found out the Death Star is a giant lightsaber.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which makes the Force Awakens one worse. God. So much destruction.
Do I need to get the horn out?
The Force Awakens.
No, we don't want to talk about that movie.
Do you think that Rogue One was not as good because the Force Awakens was so good?
I can't speak on Rogue One because I watched it in 3D and it was the worst 3D.
He said
movie
not to do it.
Experience.
I told
of
them
my
not
life.
To go watch it in 3D.
I know.
Creepy Grand Moff Tarkin and his pasty skin.
And your sister and Ari.
How was that?
Tickets,
so. How was Tarkin in 3D?
Mm.
Terrible.
I hated everything I saw of that movie.
Yeah.
I didn't like Tarkin. I didn't like Leia. I just CG. Characters.
It's still not
in,
there.
In movie.
It's not
we're
there yet.
Really, we're really, really close.
Close.
But we're not quite there. Like, I'm still repulsed.
You know what it is?
It's the mouths. The
it's
mouth,
the ma-
don't
the mouth
move
flaps,
properly.
The mouth flaps
no.
are not right.
It's too rigid.
With Tarkin.
It makes me sick to my stomach.
With Tarkin, it, like, the first time they showed Tarkin, about 30 seconds in, you're like, oh, his eyes look weird. And then his mouth
the
looked
light
weird.
Does not lay across their skin like it
nope.
does
when they,
ours.
When they
because
first,
there's no actual depth
yeah,
there.
There's no
when
actual
see,
light on
yeah,
them either.
Yeah.
When you see the back of his head and you see his face in that reflection.
That looks great.
I was like, oh my God, please don't do this. Please
don't
please
turn him don't, around.
Don't
turn around. Around.
Don't turn around. Don't do it. And they did. And I was like,
The reflection looked amazing.
Yeah, it did.
Yes, they should have just kept it. Like that.
I will say, when we watched it the second time.
And then when Leia showed up at the end, yes. I rolled my eyes.
When we watched
so
it the second time, someone audibly went, come on! In the Leia thing at the end. I was like, I feel you, bro. I totally feel you.
It looks so bad. She looked like Play-Doh.
I am yeah. super glad that Disney has come out and said,
they are
no CGI yeah. Leia.
Once
none.
She passed away, they're like, nope. Yeah. We're gonna.
It was I'm like sure, watching the last now, Hobbit movie.
I'm sure what's gonna yeah. happen is they're gonna have to do some CG Leia for Episode 8. They're going to have to tweak the storyline to write her out of the narrative. So they will have to do some minor
because
CG
she was
Leia.
Supposed to have a large
yes,
role.
She was supposed to have a large role in 9. Well, and now they can't do it, so they're going to have to change the script.
I read that it was almost like Disney's apology for everyone just sort of letting Carrie Fisher drop off the face of the earth. You know, because she went and did her own thing. And she's yes. a huge, super mega star, Carrie Fisher. She's Princess Leia. She's like arguably, probably the most popular woman in pop culture. And
have you watched that documentary?
No, which I haven't, but I've got it.
On HBO?
Which one?
The one woman show. Released right after her and her mother died.
Her one woman show.
No, yeah. no. The one woman show is Wishful Drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Then there's the one with her mother, Bright Lights.
I don't know what the name of it is.
It's called Bright Lights.
Okay.
It's called Bright Lights.
It's excellent.
Okay.
She hates Princess Leia. Or she hated Princess
Leia. She doesn't hate
Princess Leia. But, like, they
she
do
didn't hate her
stuff
enough to take a paycheck.
She goes to a convention and they talk to her afterwards and she's like, you know, they love her and I'm...
No,
the
they
closest
love-
the closest thing they can get to her.
No, they loved Carrie Fisher, and I think that's I'm glad that I think that's what we've seen since she's passed is that they probably did.
She knew, like it happens with everybody. Like Leonard Nimoy hated Spock.
Yeah,
and then like there towards the end he was like, it, okay, yeah. You got to embrace it, and so she embraced it. She eventually did embrace Leia.
Well,
she just said like she's been quoted as saying like the hardest thing that. She had to do is if she went into a store, like she didn't own her own image. She had to look at herself as an 18-year-old, 19-year-old
all the time,
all the time. Yeah. And so she was like, I see what she was saying. It wasn't fair to her,
yeah,
because right. That's how people saw her. And you know, she ages.
Speaking of image and people who don't own their image, Ghostbusters came out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
God, yeah. I was listening to, like...
I said that was going to be a flop when I saw the first
I was
trailer.
Listening to episode, like, 116, 117 of I Heard That Was Good today, and it was where they had just announced that Ghostbusters was going to happen. And
it was going to be a big, like, universe.
So Tim and Carson are talking about, I wonder what it's going to be. And I think Tim was like, I wonder if they're going to be able to work in the theme song. And surely to God, nobody will, like, take the theme song and do anything dumb with it.
Thanks, Fallout Boy.
God. Yeah, they wrecked that. I usually love Fallout Boy.
Fallout Boy
they...
did a cover or version
a
of
version
Who
of the
call?
Ghostbusters theme song.
Don't call it.
God.
Well, now you're just a bad Michael Jackson.
That's what he was going for, I think.
Michael Jackson is deed. It's fine and terrible.
Shimona, you gotta bust them ghosts.
What did you say?
You gotta bust them ghosts.
Oh, not what it sounded
you
like.
You just said to me. Puss,
yeah,
you?
I did. I was like, Logan's got a boner jam. What is it? What's your boner jam this week, Logan?
Not busting ghosts.
Gotta bust them ghosts. Gotta bust a ghost, Shimon.
So Michael Jackson was in the new Ghostbusters, right?
Boner jam. No.
So,
may he rest in peace.
Back.
James, stop it. So,
my bad.
Stop it.
My bad.
Was your boner jam while I heard that was good gone the new Ghostbusters theme?
Sure. We'll say it is.
Logan's boner jam was Ghostbusters, was the female Ghostbusters. It was. Did you watch the new Ghostbusters, Matt?
I am the one.
Terrible.
The kid is not my son.
The worst. So did you watch the new Ghostbusters?
Go on.
Did you watch the new Ghostbusters?
I did not. I didn't see it.
You didn't miss anything.
I didn't see it.
I'll tell you what you missed.
I heard it was garbage, and I didn't go watch it.
Yeah, we could have started a whole podcast series called I Heard It Was Garbage and just talked about the new Ghostbusters movie the whole time.
And how that movie just ruined every plan Sony has. They were like,
I knew.
We're going to do a sequel. We're going to do an animated movie.
They shut
we're
that down.
Do a whole universe. There's going to be East Coast and West Coast Ghostbusters. They're going to join up, and they're going to fight ghosts together. And then that movie came out, and they're like, we're done.
Yeah.
Well, we made
that's it, guys.
$2,000.
Green light. Oh.
Yeah, because, okay.
And now Sony's talking about selling off their film and TV department.
Wow.
Really?
Yep. They are still struggling.
Wow.
Sell Spider-Man back to Marvel.
I was about to say, turn on the Nickelback, and they see that a hero.
Yeah, what's Spider-Man doing? Do they not have him
movie?
Anymore?
No, they have him. Like... Disney and Marvel have final say over it, and Sony just puts it out.
Did
they publish?
Who
it.
Got the pay dirt? Who got the money from the box office for Civil War for Spider-Man? Did
Marvel
Sony
did.
Get anything for his appearance?
I don't believe so.
So they are looking to make big money on Homecoming.
I think they will.
Yeah.
I think they will make a lot
it's
of money.
It's a Marvel movie, so it's going to make money.
But what does a movie like that cost?
$200 million.
Oh wow! I figured it'd be more than that.
No, though. The most expensive movie I think so far has been $250 million.
Jeez,
that's a lot of dollars.
I just think they've got way too many movies coming out.
They
have three this year.
Yeah.
The summer movies start earlier and earlier every year. In
April.
Yeah.
March. No. Now.
Yeah.
March.
Yeah.
Now.
And I don't know. I mean.
At what point does that become oversaturation, though?
When it's just a year-long movie season.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it's good.
Keeps me in a job.
Well, I mean, if DC obviously can't keep up, right?
No, DC can't keep up.
They can't keep up, but Marvel can. Marvel's going to, like, feed you along with Netflix and everything else.
Marvel is Disney at this point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But Marvel's also not putting out crap. Everything they're putting out is quality.
Quality crap.
Okay, you did not like Doctor Strange?
I didn't care for Doctor Strange.
Well, you don't like movies, so...
That's not true. There's plenty of movies that I like.
Did you not like the mysticism? Did you not like Cumberbatch?
Deadpool.
I didn't think Deadpool was funny. Logan didn't think Deadpool was funny.
Yeah.
I didn't laugh once.
If I was 17 years old, I would have enjoyed Deadpool.
Logan, you didn't laugh once because you forced yourself not to laugh.
Did not laugh
I saw you sitting there a couple times going...
No,
it's a podcast,
I never did
Josh.
That.
They can't see your face.
They know what he was doing.
It looks like he's trying to poop.
I was trying not to poop myself with anger. That's exactly what it was.
With laughter.
It just wasn't funny.
It was like, here's a joke, laugh at this. You have to laugh at this. Yeah. Come on, laugh at it. It's a joke.
It was really heavy-handed with the humor, and most of it didn't land for me.
It was good. It was a good popcorn movie, at the very least. I thought Deadpool was good. I'm excited about it. If Pierce Brosnan...
that's going to be awesome.
If Pierce Brosnan is Cable...
Pierce Brosnan is Cable, that's going to be amazing.
I thought Ron Perlman would be a great Cable, but I'm digging Pierce Brosnan.
I was thinking Scott Lang. Steven Lang.
Scott Lang.
No.
Ant-Man?
I don't think it's going to be Ant-Man.
But Steven Lang. I was thinking he would be
Stephen
good.
Strange.
Yeah, Stephen Strange.
Let's put him in there.
Didn't like Doctor Strange. It was so much... kaleidoscope bullshit that it took me out of it. I'm sorry.
No, you're I will
time
say
stamp, Matt said bullshit.
I will say
times two.
I liked it much better the second time I saw it.
Okay. I didn't
that
see
movie
it.
I know you hate it, but that movie was designed for 3D. Even
that is why I liked it a lot better the second time.
Kevin Feige, the president of Marvel Studios, has never said you got to see it in 3D. They've always just put it out. This is the first time he ever said, "Do yourself a favor and watch it in 3D."
It's really
good.
Yeah,
it was super good.
It was designed for 3D.
Yeah, that where
the
he's
whole movie was designed
floating
for 3D.
Through the. Whatever it was.
And the scene when the snow and she's about to die.
Oh, my
stuff.
God.
Oh
if
my
you
God.
Watched it in 2D, you couldn't even see the
no.
snow.
No. Oh,
like,
God.
It looked like they were just standing outside.
Oh, God. It added so much depth.
And when you put the glasses on, you're like, oh, my God, look at that. And it just, there was so much to that scene.
I was just bored to death through that entire movie.
It made Tilda Swinton a better actor.
Yeah. Like, 3D actually enhanced the movie experience for that movie.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's one in the history of film.
No. Jaws 3D, sir.
Avatar.
Okay.
My bad.
No. Oh, okay.
The shark swam at the screen, Matt.
So, Sharknado.
So a little bit more, we'll swing it back around to a little bit more movie news, some current news. Mel Gibson
is out of movie jail.
Out of movie jail.
Did you see him on Colbert?
No.
I don't watch Colbert.
What was he doing on Colbert?
Oh, he was just
promoting his movie.
He wasn't really promoting his movie.
His movie's
not out in theaters anymore.
No. Well, he got nominated for an Oscar.
He is nominated for Best Director. It's the first time since.
Is that the Chris Evans movie?
What?
Is Chris Evans is Captain America in that movie?
No,
I think he is.
You're thinking of Andrew Garfield is in that movie.
Okay. What's the name of the movie?
It's Hacksaw Ridge.
That's okay.
It's about that guy who doesn't want to carry a gun into war.
Yeah, he's the.
It has 86% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's got the dude from Avatar.
Yes.
And it's got Vince Vaughn.
Sam Worthington.
Sam Worthington, yes. Vince Vaughn, Andrew Garfield.
Yes. Hugo Weaving is also in this movie, which is
Garfield's
Red Skull.
Dad.
Yes.
He decided to be that COD player that comes in with just a knife.
It's a really different role for Hugo Weaving, too.
He got really fast run speed.
Way different than anything you've ever seen him
forever.
Do.
So why have they suddenly decided to take Mel out of Oscar jail?
Not Oscar
or
jail.
Movie jail.
Movie jail.
Did he have to fund this movie himself or something dumb like that?
No, but it was on a very small budget. He's been doing movies.
Really?
You really need to see him on Colbert. He talked about that whole thing with him where he
went insane.
Where he went crazy.
Yeah. He didn't go insane, they are calling this
his comeback.
Well, I mean, he was like, look. I was in the middle of a nervous breakdown in the back of a cop car after a night of double tequilas. I mean, what do you want? I've done all this stuff in my life, and I had a bad moment.
and it was
and
film.
that's what everybody knows me for. And
well, which sucks because like people totally have forgotten that Alec Baldwin called his daughter a fat pig in a voicemail that got leaked to the world. I mean, he spoke to his child horribly, and I'm like, I love Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
He's just great. Look,
we've all got our problems.
Yeah.
You see,
I don't think we should condemn
We've
man.
All got our problems. Thank God people don't video them.
Well, see, I thought he made his comeback back in 2010 with Edge of Darkness. That movie
yes, I thought
was
so too.
Phenomenal. And I was like, oh, he's back. And then the people from The Hangover, because he was supposed to be in Hangover 2.
He did something else happen. Something else happened. They were like,
they were like, we don't want to be in a movie with him. So they got Liam Neeson instead.
Yeah. Okay. So since
He did The Beaver.
Guys,
what?
Breaking movie news. John Hurt just passed away.
That's not breaking. Happened earlier today.
Yeah. Well,
it's breaking now, like on my news feed.
Well, your news feed is really
a little
old.
Slow, yeah.
Clay made a really good joke about that earlier.
Yeah, he did.
Ouch.
Yeah, he did. Okay.
He said that must have been painful.
Yeah, terrible. Okay, so since Mel is out of movie jail, I thought it would be fun if we decided what was Mel Gibson's ultimate movie role. Mel has like been doing movies for, I mean, like since the early 80s. Well, I mean, late 70s, actually. Mad Max.
Yeah, I was going to say Mad Max, I believe, was his first role.
Well, yeah, his first major motion picture role. So. Yeah. Maybe it's your favorite. Maybe you got a reason to love it. But like, what James Stratton do you think is the ultimate Mel Gibson role?
Martin
what women want?
Martin Riggs.
Martin Riggs.
What women? Oh my God! Martin Riggs from
the Lethal Weapon series.
Okay, so but you have to pick one. Martin Riggs in Lethal Weapon. What?
Two.
Why Lethal Weapon 2?
Because that was the first movie was great. It set up a great universe, but Mel Gibson's character, like Martin Riggs, was on the edge the entire time.
Yeah.
In the second movie, he had started to come down off that edge, and he was a lot more fun to watch.
Mm.
But he was still the ultimate badass.
Mm. I love Mel Gibson.
I mean, he chased down a car on foot.
Whoa.
That's true.
In that movie.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, and that's back when, they weren't doing stuff like that in movies. This is back in the 80s.
What?
Benjamin Martin from The Patriot.
Ah, The Patriot. That's also a good movie.
It's a really good movie.
Is that your ultimate Mel Gibson?
Yeah, man. That whole last battle scene is freaking awesome. And, like, he rides away from his daughter, who has just, like, spoken to him for the first time in years.
I really thought
and he's still like, nope, still fighting for America.
I really thought that you would go with John Smith from Pocahontas.
No,
I'm just playing. I didn't think you would go with that. Okay, so The Patriot. Matt, what do you got?
I'm going to say...
Nick Marshall, What Women Want.
Braveheart.
I almost said that.
William Wallace.
I mean, besides Braveheart. We Were Soldiers.
Oh.
That's a good one.
It was a really good one.
Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore.
Yeah.
Super good.
Mel Gibson as Tim Melville in the movie Tim.
Oh, no. man.
Tim jokes.
My gut wants me to go with either Ransom or Payback.
What about Get the Gringo?
Oh, Porter from Payback.
Oh, my God.
Now, see, Get the Gringo
I heard that was not a bad movie.
It's an unofficial follow-up movie to Payback.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He is an unnamed person who is a bank robber, and he gets put in jail in Mexico.
Maverick?
Maverick was hilarious.
Maverick was a good movie.
Maverick was great, and I'm going to go with one that I don't expect any of you to ever really have seen and or care about, but I'm going to go with Hamlet.
No, I've seen it.
Mel Gibson
was Mel Gibson did Hamlet?
Incredible as Hamlet.
Yeah, we watched it in Senior English.
Yeah.
Senior English.
I mean, like, if I have to go with mainstream Mel Gibson, it's super hard not to go with Braveheart, right? Because William Wallace is just amazing. Mm. Anytime it's on, I have to watch it, every bit of it.
Rocky the Chicken from Chicken Run could totally take him down.
No. But it's like, you know, any of the Lethal Weapon movies.
Mad Max 2?
It's super...
The Road Warrior.
The Man Without a Face.
Yeah. He's
done
also
a lot of like kick butt characters.
Well,
like
Mel Gibson, to me, it's like I'm sort of like in the Alec Baldwin boat with Mel Gibson. I don't care what he does.
I've never cared. I don't care what anybody does in their private time, because like if you judge everything by what's their personal life, then
you're gonna get your feelers hurt and can't watch their movie.
You're not gonna be able to watch anything because you can't enjoy, because like, you're like, oh, I don't like this person's politics, or I don't like this the way this person thinks.
No, watch the damn movie.
Yeah, you just have to watch the movie and ignore personal stuff.
God,
yeah.
It's
like, I think
good.
Tom Cruise is a total nut job, but I like his movies.
Tom Cruise is a total nut job, but he has great movies. Yes.
I don't know, this Mummy movie looks kind of weird.
Well, that's because the Church of Scientology cut him off from the payroll. But
this is the, I need money, guys.
I don't know, though. Like, I don't think it's total garbage, but I bet it's not great.
They've got Russell Crowe as Dr. Jekyll. I mean, they're trying to build their universe.
The monster universe is so stupid.
They're doing this BVS style. It's not going to work.
They're doing their team up first.
Did they write it down on a cocktail napkin, or do they like have it on like the back of a gum wrapper or a fortune cookie? I don't know. It's stupid. They're trying to give legitimacy to this little universe with Tom Cruise, though.
I think it's
just a bad way to do it. But like, Tom Cruise, man,
just focus on making a good movie, and then you can expand it later.
That's fine.
Like Iron Man.
Yes.
And Hulk.
Oh my God. Yes. But I don't know, Tom Cruise. Mel Gibson and Tom Cruise, I'm in the same boat with. Like, they just don't do garbage. Even in the movies that aren't great, you can find good. Like, you can be like, they're good actors. You don't walk away from a movie and be like, they're not worth a damn. I'm the same way with Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis can do total garbage, and I still will think he's a great actor.
Yeah, but he's such a douche in person.
So is Mel Gibson. So is Kevin James, but people think he's funny.
That's true.
Yeah. Paul Blart Mall Cop, too.
James.
Yeah, they are. speaking of which, okay, so in one of the last few episodes, I heard that was good. They were talking about Pixels. Yeah, so you loved Pixels.
I did like Pixels.
Yeah,
you how? Pixels. I didn't see it. I just want to know.
I will tell you.
Get drunk and watch Pixels.
No. Nope.
I don't. A movie
not even
shouldn't
that.
Require you to get drunk
no,
to
I'm just
enjoy
saying,
it.
Like, you don't have to get drunk to enjoy it, but just don't have any expectation for it whatsoever, and you will enjoy it.
That,
okay. Like, it is a, if you go in with zero, I was going in with Robert, we were going to go screen it, and we were going to make fun of this movie. Like, that was our goal, was we were going to rip this movie a new one.
Sure.
And we sat there as it started, we were like, okay, well, because like, what got us in when it started was the music. We were like, all right, good soundtrack. And then the movie happened, and we were like, that's pretty good.
Hmm.
Like, it was enjoyable. It was fun.
Okay.
That's and I like terrible. To have fun at the movies. Because, by God, I can't do anything else up there.
So don't look for a deep character study.
No, God, no. Okay. It's an Adam Sandler movie.
Kevin James plays the president of the United
Kevin
States.
Kevin James is the president.
I hate 90% of Adam Sandler's movies.
Pretty close to the current president.
No, you know, Kevin James and Adam Sandler.
You keep that to yourself.
When they do stuff that isn't their own, it is some of the best things on earth. I mean, like, Adam Sandler, when he's not in charge of his films, is a good actor.
When Adam Sandler, when they did Blended, he openly said, oh, this movie was so me and my friends could go on vacation in Africa.
Yeah.
Like, that's why he does movies. He's like, oh, I can take my friends here. All right, let's do it.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. He can do
whatever
he wants.
That's why he does movies.
But, like, at the same time, though, Grown Ups was a good movie.
Well, the first half of Grown Ups was forced.
I like those guys together. Chris Rock was good in Grown Ups.
Right, but the first half of Grown Ups, before they got to the cabin, the jokes were forced.
Oh, yeah, but the cabin stuff was good.
But
it
once
was totally
they got to the cabin,
it.
It was it redeemed the rest of the movie.
Yeah, let's not talk about Grown Ups 2.
Not
yeah.
so good.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But
I think it's because we were missing Rob Schneider.
Is that the movie where Pam Beasley had a sneaky hot body?
No. She's always has a sneaky hot body though. Pam Beasley.
What? I mean, what?
No,
Adam
she wasn't
Sandler
in that one.
Movie. Was
she did in one though. What was that?
What was it?
Jenna Fisher. What movie were you in? Oh God! What movie was that?
James.
I'm gonna look.
Where
He's
are
gonna
you?
Look. James. Where are you? So sneaky hot body. Jenna Fisher. Adam
he
Sandler.
He even says it in the movie. He even says she has a sneaky hot body in the movie.
Does he call her Jennifer? Does he call her Pam Beasley? Hey Beasley.
Hey Beasley,
you got a sneaky hot body.
Can you make me some copies?
No, for I'm gonna need 4 copies. So. Riddick dick to do.
Not to go back to The Office, but we watched an episode of that the other day, and I was just a snotty mess.
If so, I'm going to tell you, the Jim and Pam wedding gets me every time.
Oh, my God.
Every
That's what
freaking
I'm talking about.
Time.
That's what I'm talking about.
Jenna Fischer has never done an Adam Sandler movie.
Well, she was in some movie.
She has a sneaky hot body.
With some dumb mainstream comedy actor.
John Krasinski.
And she had a bathing suit on, and I was like,
you talking about Blades of Glory?
No, I'm not talking about
She that. Was in Blades of Glory.
We're going to skate to one song and one song only.
Yeah.
That was a... I watched that in the movie
Walk
theater.
Hard?
No, not Walk Hard. Hard.
She went
Walk
in a bikini Hard. In Walk Hard.
I'm Hall Pass.
That may be
might have been Hall Pass.
Owen Wilson.
Hall Pass was funny. Did y'all see that?
Yeah.
Might have been Hall Pass.
Did y'all say Hall Pass?
Owen Wilson
that
Jason
movie was
Sudeikis?
Funny.
Jason Sudeikis.
Yes. Yes.
Is that it?
Hey.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
Not Adam Sandler.
Hey. I'm sorry.
Jason
Same
Sudeikis.
Guy.
Represent the running man. All right. So,
what's up with that?
So okay. What's who did we pick? Matt and I picked William Wallace. You picked.
I never said anything about William Wallace.
Okay. Well, who'd you pick?
I said the We Were Soldiers
oh,
guy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Vietnam.
Billy Joel.
Holder. You got to pick all that up.
I am.
Yeah, it's fine. Logan, who'd you pick?
Benjamin Martin,
the
Patriot.
Patriot. I don't know if we can like narrow that down to one.
Well, obviously, it's going to be like, Martin Riggs.
I've never seen the
okay,
Patriot.
So,
he's the only one with a
okay,
gun.
Okay, so.
Well, Vietnam guy.
Okay, yeah. So is it.
But Martin Riggs was also in
okay,
Vietnam.
Here's how we're going to do this. Do we do. Okay, so it's the Patriot versus Braveheart. Which Mel Gibson's better?
Okay, all right. One has a gun.
Yeah, but William Wallace has an army.
Yeah, and a painted
no,
face.
No, we're talking about we're not talking about armies. We're talking about people. One on one.
He's
Who
got a
wins?
Giant sword.
He
I think.
Tricked the British into surrendering.
I don't care how big his sword is.
I think that William Wallace would beat the crap
I
out
think
of
he would.
The Patriot.
Yeah.
If he got in close range.
If he got in close range, he has
well,
a long
all he's
sword.
Do, all he's
got
to do is just. Miss one shot because
hold on 5 minutes.
Benjamin Martin only had a musket.
Yeah.
He was an expert at guerrilla warfare, man. Like all he has to do is hit and run while he's like charging
Lights
across
out.
A field.
But, guerrilla radio.
But I mean, like I don't know. I'm gonna go with William Wallace.
I'm going William Wallace.
Benjamin Martin, easy. That's my vote.
Okay, Matt, you're the one. You're the one. You have to decide this.
I have a completely different... I'm talking about the We Were Soldiers
guy.
We'll get
right.
there. We'll get
He'll
there.
Join
there.
The
we'll
fray.
Get there. We'll get there. We'll get there.
I don't know. I've never seen The Patriot.
What?
Never seen it.
Wow.
He also has...
Do you not like America?
Heath How Ledger. Many times do I have to tell you
Heath
I haven't seen a movie?
Ledger was in The Patriot, and he was amazing in The Patriot.
He fights with a giant American
I'm sure
flag
it's a great
in
movie.
His hand.
He does.
I have seen Braveheart.
Very similar to how he fought in friggin'... The Patriot is basically American Braveheart. It is.
That's
it is.
He loses his son and keeps going.
He makes
he loses
bullets.
Multiple sons.
He does.
And he dies via firing squad.
Yeah. He makes bullets
what?
Out of toys.
Doesn't he get the firing squad at the end?
And Patriot?
No. He gets
what
to
happens?
Go home to his
He wins
family.
America.
I thought he died.
It's about
he
George saved, Washington.
He makes America.
Oh, is he George Washington?
No. He's Benjamin
then
Martin.
I'm completely confused about this movie.
He chopped down a cherry tree.
He kills the guy who wants to
he
stop
killed
America.
Killed him a bear when
okay.
he was only three.
Who's yeah. trying to stop America?
Davy Crockett.
General Cornwallis or whatever his name was.
General It was General Grievous.
No, Cornwallis is the one he makes surrender by putting
Played
up
by
the,
Matt
fake,
Wood.
The yeah. fake British officers.
Yes.
Yeah, so they get yeah. ready to go into battle.
Benjamin Martin just pegs him.
No,
with,
he does
with the rifle.
No,
no.
Like, that is boom. The porn no. parody, sir, and we're not talking
it's
about
the
that
Patriot
one.
XXX porn parody.
Not Braveheart, but...
Did you know, I was reading today, where the Suicide Squad porn has better reviews than Suicide Squad.
Oh, my
Squad.
God.
That's not hard to believe.
Is
no.
that movie that bad?
It's terrible.
You've not seen Suicide Squad?
I haven't.
Don't.
It is a pile of
there
garbage.
There are three versions of that movie, and they put out
it is,
the worst version
it is a
of the
bad. It is a bad. It is a waste of Viola Davis. Nope.
It's a waste.
Margot Robbie could have done that with her shirt off, and it still wouldn't have been good.
Okay, hold on. In The Patriot, correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't he kill a guy by throwing a hand axe at him?
Yes.
Multiple.
Yeah, dude from Braveheart's totally dead.
He threw, like, Braveheart throws his sword.
Yes!
Yeah, that wouldn't work in real life.
Yes,
though.
It would!
And he no. moons
him beforehand.
Yeah. He embarrasses you by showing you his butt.
He would get an axe right in the butt crack, like, immediately.
In that scene, they were a half a mile away. Who's going to throw that far?
You just see this big old white dot, and you're like, up. Oh, he pulled his ass out, guys.
Tom Brady.
Or Uncle Rico.
He can throw a football over the mountains.
I can throw a hatchet over the mountains. No.
Rico wins that fight.
Uncle Rico wins. Uncle Rico could beat.
William Wallace wins that fight.
No, Benjamin Martin wins that.
I just don't know about William Wallace.
William Wallace. Okay, is it William
Wallace? William Wallace.
Why are we talking about Mel Gibson?
Because he's out of movie jail.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
Easier target for his musket.
Yeah.
Killed men by the hundreds.
You could.
And if he were here,
men that didn't have guns.
The English.
James had the best point.
From his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arms.
James had the best point. Okay, so Benjamin Button or whatever he played in the Patriots.
That's Brad Pitt.
Same thing. Whatever he played would have shot him once, okay, which would not have killed him.
Oh, it would have killed him.
No. It would not have killed William Wallace.
And then he
would have,
like, hatcheted him. Like, there's no...
No, because he'd have been like, oh, God, there is, like, something.
Okay, William Wallace
is not Jesus Christ.
Shut up. William Wallace is such a badass. They were like, they had him tied down. They were like, Tell us you surrender and we'll let you go. And he said no. He had an axe to his peen and he wouldn't tell them a single thing they wanted to hear. And he screams freedom as they take away his manhood.
Hey, guess what?
Whoa.
Benjamin Martin was never captured.
Yeah, he was.
I don't like guys who were captured.
You know what?
I don't like guys who are captured.
You know what? It doesn't matter because William Wallace had a huge army.
He had all those dudes he was leading in the Patriots. He was literally like co-leader of this army.
And look what they've done.
He had George Washington on his side.
No.
He's got Washington on his side.
This is not Alexander Hamilton. This is Mel Gibson.
No, in the Patriot, before that battle, only like five people showed up. They came back from their leave. Only five people came back.
Yeah. And guess how awesome he was to defeat that whole British army with like him and five guys?
Well, one of them was real.
Tomahawk throwing skills.
Yeah.
One of them was real, and that was William Wallace.
William Wallace is not a real person.
No.
He's
Mel Gibson's real, and William Wallace wins.
Benjamin Martin would win that.
William Wallace, hands down, moving on.
Yeah, okay.
Benjamin Martin, he's in there still.
William Wallace, you're done.
Let's flip for it.
Heads.
Bottle cap up.
I don't know. The
William
guy from
Wallace.
NOM had machine guns.
Lieutenant Dan is not in this.
Actual quarter. We're not flipping a weighted bottle cap.
Yes, we are.
No, I have.
Yeah, we're flipping a weighted bottle cap.
Here's a coin.
Oh, look at that.
William Wallace.
Oh, wow.
There's a coin.
Why is your coin hairy?
Well, I have long
look at that.
That settles
it's
it.
It's one hair.
Episode 142 of I Heard That Was Good, a hairy nickel. No, that's fine. All right, so call
I thought
it.
You said
heads,
nipple.
Heads William Wallace.
Heads William Wallace.
Tails Benjamin Martin.
Tails anything else.
That's how good Mel Gibson is. We're flipping for it. Two out of three ain't bad.
It's Tails. Ah! It was Tails. Benjamin Martin.
It's Tails twice. Benjamin Martin. I'd contest the results
of this. I don't like those results.
Massive voter fraud. So, okay, who was the other one?
Logan had a weighted nickel.
He did. Is that a plug nickel? Who was the other one?
It was Martin Riggs versus Colonel Holder.
Colonel Holder.
He had a helicopter, so you're all dead.
Well,
I'm going to go Riggs because he just didn't die.
If you go with Riggs, Riggs was also in Vietnam.
Yeah, Riggs
so
doesn't die.
He had the
die.
Same training that Holder had.
Okay, well.
Okay, so Riggs doesn't die.
Riggs is nothing without his partner, though.
Yeah. Riggs was a Special Forces sniper.
Yeah.
He'd take him out before he even got there.
Okay,
so
Riggs,
I have to go
Riggs
with
Riggs
wins. On that one.
So then if we had to go back and pit Riggs against William Wallace
Benjamin Martin.
It would be Martin Riggs. Riggs would win.
He would snipe him.
Martin Riggs is the ultimate Mel Gibson.
Yes.
Which one?
Lethal Weapon.
Okay.
Yeah. I can agree with that, Benjamon Martin is a second. So
The no, best William Lethal Wallace. Weapon is Lethal Weapon 4, said no one ever.
Hey,
I love Lethal Weapon 4.
I have
it's
no problems
bad.
With that movie.
No.
All these illegal bad. Christmas trees.
Did that one have Carl Winslow in it?
No, you're thinking Die Hard.
You're thinking Family Matters, and we already did that.
It's a rare condition. Sorry, it's a habit.
Damn it.
And then he fell off of Takanami Tower.
Takanami?
Yeah.
I saw that that was
get a out real, of here.
Merry Thanksgiving.
I saw that that was a
RoboCop.
Real,
hey, 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 I have an assault rifle.
That's what Bill Cosby said to all those women. That's how he got them to do all of those things.
I got the assault rifle.
Is that what Andy Bernard grows up into? I can't watch the
grab
the
him by the pudding.
Well, you got the
No. Okay, so Martin Riggs wins. Hey, Martin Riggs, the ultimate Mel Gibson news. James, do you have any upcoming movie news that we talk about before we need to do? I heard that was wrong.
Upcoming movie news?
Yeah, what are we looking forward to?
We're looking forward to the Oscars.
Yeah, Oscars. Well, the Oscar
news. Yeah, because awards are important.
Oscar news.
Well, I like the award season because...
You got your pearl necklace before, okay? Stop.
In our little town here, we don't get a lot of those movies until they're nominated for a bunch of awards.
What made damn movies?
Well, like La La Land.
Which way's the camera?
La La Land.
Hey, I need one ticket for Ha Ha Fam.
Ha Ha Fam. We finally got that movie here in our town.
By Tyler Perry.
What about that Simon and Garfunkel movie, The Sound of Silence?
We ain't getting that.
You ain't ever going to see that movie in the
theater. It's not going to win. But
the Sound.
We did get Fences. I will say we got Fences.
We got that on Christmas Day. We got it on
got it on release day. Yeah.
But La La Land came out December 9th.
Paramore.
We just now got it.
Yeah, we probably
forgot about them.
We probably should have had La La Land before now. And everyone I know that has seen La La Land is just flipping loved it. So
tell you another movie that I love.
And that makes me want to see it less and less.
I'll tell
every
you one
day.
That I probably. Love that you will like.
Why does that? Why is that?
Because
why does,
you're weird.
Why does
the founder?
No, I'm not weird.
I'm that way
the
too.
The founder. You would like The Founder.
Would I like The Founder?
Because what is that about?
It's Michael Keaton, and it's how McDonald's became a nationwide franchise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do want to say that. Do we have that?
No, we ain't going to get that. No.
I love Michael Keaton, and if he wants to make a movie about McDonald's, then I'll watch it.
It's
in
fantastic.
His spare time, is he like moonlight as Ronald McDonald and fight crime at night?
No, he does not do that.
Does he have?
And also,
does he have
McNipple? Nick Offerman in it?
Does he have McNipples?
Did you
in
say
his
big nipples?
No. Does he have McNipples?
I know nothing of his nipple status.
Does he have?
I don't know.
Does he have McNipples in his rubber suit that he wears to fight crime in?
You are making me uncomfortable.
What are you
talking
about Michael
nipples?
Keaton?
Yeah,
he's talking about Michael
his
Keaton.
His Batman
nipples.
Didn't have nipples. That was George Clooney,
well,
dumbass.
He beats the Hamburglar. That's all I know.
The Vulture's going to have nipples on his
costume. I am done with this podcast.
No.
This podcast has gone off the rails.
Well, it's
still about movies.
It's been 400 years since I went up.
We're a little rusty.
Right. Okay, so Michael Keaton is
Walt no Disney. Nipples.
No nipples in McDonald Land.
No.
La La Land. Okay. Yeah,
the Hamburglar.
Yeah. Nick
he plays no nip McDonald.
He's not a McDonald.
Nick Offerman's in it, so I would like to see it.
Yes, Nick Offerman is fantastic in that movie.
That man can make some wood.
Yeah, he can.
Does he talk about red meat?
No. Mm. There's none of that in McDonald's. What else? So who's going to win? Who's going to win all the Oscars?
La La Land won every Golden Globe it was nominated for, mm-hmm. So it is the favorite.
Ryan Gosling's probably going to win.
It's tied with Titanic for the most nominations that a movie's ever got.
Which means that it won't win all of them.
It could. I mean, it's a real possibility that it could.
Hmm.
And it's a musical.
Yes.
Sort of. It's an old-style music.
It's
an old-style movie.
It is not necessarily a musical, but because there's only like four or five songs that are actually sung. But there's a lot of dancing also.
Yeah, it's like a Gene Autry film.
Shot in CinemaScope. Like, it does not fill up
that's
the entire
awesome.
Screen.
I love Ryan Gosling. I don't care
it
about
is
Emma
shot
Stone,
like
but
an old
I
movie.
Really like Ryan Gosling.
It looks like an old movie, but it's set in, you know, modern times.
Okay.
It's got a really good soundtrack. The music is very catchy.
Yeah.
And the choreography is very well done. The cinematography is outstanding.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
Like, they do this really intricate dance scene. Song and dance number in the apartment, in Emma Stone's apartment with her roommates. And while they're doing that big dance number before the song has its break, it's done in one take. Okay. And they're going all through, like weaving around the apartment. And
so
everybody,
it's Birdman.
That must have been hard.
It looked like it was very, very difficult. So the cinematography is going, like, it should
you get to the last 7 seconds of the shot and
somebody
like slips.
Trips,
like,
yeah.
Everyone
yeah.
murders that
like,
person.
My God! Really? Get the replacement.
Well, it worked for Birdman.
Yeah, it did. So. And Birdman won.
Harvey Birdman.
But he didn't.
No, he did not.
Which is stupid. He should have won for Birdman.
Well, that means that Leo wouldn't have won, doesn't it? No, that was the year before.
Yeah, that was the year before.
Who won that year?
Eddie Redmayne.
That's right. Theory of Everything.
Mm. Yeah,
he was really good at
that. That was
movie.
Good.
Theory of Everything.
But so was really Birdman.
Not that good. It was not as good.
Yes, it was. No. That was a good year for movies.
It was like Birdman was a great movie, but
his performance.
Eddie Redmayne topped him.
He was
my pick when I was over. I think I was at Dave and Tanya's for that one, and he was my pick.
Well, I can tell you what, Michael Keaton was Michael Keaton's pick because he got up to accept the award, and they said, Eddie Redmayne.
And he had to sit right back down.
Yeah, put them cards.
Peed and cried a little bit.
He did. So La La Land's probably going to
sweep
it up.
Yeah, I think it's going to sweep.
Yeah, it's fine. I think that's fine.
That's usually how that goes with the Golden Globes.
The Golden Globes are a very good indicator of what the Academy's going to do, but it is the little darling of...
Hollywood
right now, because it just came out of nowhere. It's this guy's like second movie, Damien Chazelle. He did Whiplash.
Chazelle.
And everybody liked Whiplash.
Yeah.
So
this guy was like, all right, well, I've done Whiplash. I've done a little movie about drummers. Let's do a big movie with song and dance.
Are there ever years like the Oscars are contested? Like, you know, there's a few favorites rather than just like one who, he's going to take most of the Marvels. Yeah.
I wouldn't say contested, but
it's like going to be Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah. It's very rare that you...
It's a rare condition.
See any good films on the Oscar stage.
It is very rare that the people who win the Golden Globes don't win the Oscars.
The love and tradition...
Idiot.
The regular vote.
Logan, no. Stop it.
Of the golden statue.
Yeah, my boner jam will be you not doing that anymore.
Some people say.
No, God, idiot. Anything else other than Oscars?
Idiot.
I mean, we've got some good movies. It's going to be a good year.
It's going to be good.
In movies, I think, for blockbusters at least.
Yeah.
I don't know much about what's happening on the indie scene right now because everything's concentrating on award season. So
making the money.
Making the money.
Well, you don't get your indie movies until the end of the year because they don't want to be forgotten.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
And you can't blame them.
So, like, everything gets pushed back to, Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Do, right. do you think there will be a surprise winner with the Oscars?
I mean, there's always a possibility.
What else is up for?
Well, for Best Picture,
La La Land's going to win Best Picture.
Give us the big
Best
ones.
Picture is La La Land. Arrival, which was fantastic.
Oh. Loved Arrival.
Lion, which I don't know if you guys watched that. Anybody even heard of it?
Nope.
Okay, well, it's supposed to be really good.
Yeah.
Hell or High Water, which was a fantastic movie. Hidden Figures, which was also a great movie. Moonlight, great movie. Hacksaw Ridge, great movie. Manchester by the Sea, depressingly great movie.
Really?
And Fences, which was also a great movie. I mean, like, there is...
It's a good year for
movies.
It's
a good year, and I understand why they're doing 9 of them this year, because I think they can do up to 10.
Yeah. Sometimes they do, like, 5.
Yeah. It just, like, they look at it to see, well, what is the best movies this year?
Yeah.
Well, and this year they went with 9.
And they, you know, they don't take gross and the overall box office numbers coming into effect. It's just, you know, actually good films.
We should make an Oscar bait horror movie.
So it's basically just based on the opinion of
the Academy.
Peers.
The Academy, yes. Yeah. It's
other
peers.
People that make movies.
Well, you have to be a member, and it depends on how you get
It's called Judgy McJudgersons.
Mm. Like, if you're a director, then you get to, depending on the nominating committee.
You get to vote, right?
But you get to vote on directors. You don't get to vote on the other stuff. And then everybody gets to vote on feature, like best film.
Okay,
but it's people in your category. Like, so if you're a sound mixer, then you get to vote on sound mixing stuff.
Okay,
which makes sense.
Yeah, you know, like it helps it keep it in its own category. Like their own people are voting for their own people.
Okay,
yeah,
you know, it's not you don't have like somebody swaying the vote and going like, well, all the sound guys are going to vote for this movie.
So why do we have the Golden Globes and the Oscars if they're essentially
because
the same thing?
The Golden Globes is done by the press, isn't it? Isn't that theirs? Or is that the Emmys? No, it's not. I think the press puts on Golden Globes and the Academy puts on the Academy Awards.
Okay.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's really interesting.
Like it's all just everybody, you know, patting each other on the back and going, look, we made millions of dollars. We're awesome.
Let's make more.
Yeah. And they're like, hey, I got paid $10 million and I'm not justified until I get a trophy.
Sure.
A really gold one.
I understand that.
Yeah. All right. Let's do I Heard That Was Wrong. We got one I Heard That Was Wrong before we get out of here. So on the last episode of I Heard That Was Good, episode 141, Tim and Carson was kind of up in the air on Kingpin from the Daredevil movie. Who played Kingpin?
Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah, they didn't.
Definitively. They definitively. Were unsure.
They were unsure if it was Ving Rhames or Michael Clark Duncan. It was the MCD, John Coffey in the House, as the Kingpin. Which now that we have Vincent D'Onofrio as the Kingpin.
Yes, we do.
It's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Which one's better, you think, in that role?
They're both good. They're both equally good.
The Vincent D'Onofrio character is written better.
D'Onofrio. Yeah.
D'Onofrio. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's written better, but I mean, Michael Clark
Duncan.
You don't
word good.
People had their doubts because they're like, a black guy as Kingpin, and once you saw it, you're like, I couldn't see it any other way.
Yeah. Once you saw it, and you're like, man,
he was outstanding
in that part.
I don't think it matters. Either way.
Well, I mean, just for that movie and, you know, Daredevil, a lot of people hate it, but it had its place. Like, if we didn't have that movie, then we wouldn't have gotten to this new Daredevil.
Right, I agree.
So, I enjoy it for what it is. If you watch the extended cut, there actually is a lot more depth to the movie, but it adds 30 minutes to it, so.
Hmm.
Yeah,
but
it's good.
Yeah, I dig both of them, but yeah, MCD was an awesome Kingpin.
That show's real good, though.
Yeah. All right. Got anything else? Anybody got anything else?
No, I got none.
No.
I think that'll do it.
That will.
Yep.
All right. Remember, you can always tweet the show. I heard that was GD. Make sure you go give us a review wherever you're listening to this at. And most importantly,
buy our shirts.
Go buy the I Heard That Was Good t-shirt. Over
at least four.
Over at iheardthatwasgood.com. Click on the screened link. And
get a free puppy with each
you
shirt.
You don't get one of those.
No puppies.
Not at all. But do yourself a favor. Get puppies. Caught up on all the back episodes of I Heard That Was Good over at iheardthatwasgood.com.
They're amazing.
They are.
Buy their shirts.
Do something. I mean, buy those shirts.
Tweet at us.
Yeah, make sure you tweet it. I heard that was good.
Let us tweet at us. Yeah. Anybody can do it.
Let us know your feelings.
Do that. All right. So for Tim Murphy and Carson Case, this is Josh Steen and James Stratton, Matt Wood, Logan Barnes saying.
I heard that was good.
Bye-bye.
I heard that was good. I heard that was good. I heard that was good. I heard that was good.